She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, and I'm so excited. We have Amy K. Wilson, and she today is going to be talking about how to become a pro fat burner, how to balance critical hormones, how to lose weight, but also to build muscle and sculpt so you're not just skinny, you're chiseled as well. And we're going to talk about how to skyrocket your energy. So Amy, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about kind of what got you into this space. Like, what got you into helping everyone feel and look better? What's your story?
Well, let's say it's a little bit selfish because it was my journey too. And I started teaching aerobics back in the day when I was 17. And yeah, I had a really bad relationship with food. I wanted to be skinny, so I would work out all the time. And this is back in the day when everything was low-fat, fat-free. So everything was low-fat, fat-free, but I was still gaining weight, and I would have this really bad relationship where, okay, I went out to dinner, and I would go and work out more. I teach more classes. 29, I blow my back out. Okay, you thought I would learn. No, I didn't. Because I still equated food as being bad, exercise was what's going to help me. And it wasn't until finally hitting menopause, perimenopause in my 40s that I'm like, wait a minute, things aren't working. This whole not being able to eat is, I'm gaining weight. Why am I gaining weight? And then I would try everything. I tried keto. I tried everything else. And I was a nutrition coach for other things, and that didn't work. And I'm getting bigger, and I'm not eating, and I'm teaching 15 freaking classes a week, and I'm even doing even more workouts than that, and nothing's working. And I was hearing that from my participants too. And I was hearing that from other ladies. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to try one more program. And this program was focusing on health and strength building. It was called Fast Way to Fat Loss. And I became a client, and it wasn't weight loss. And I was like, ah, this is not going to work. I didn't even take my before pictures, but it did. And all of a sudden I'm eating more and I'm losing inches like crazy and I'm getting stronger. And not only that, feeling better. I had migraines. They were gone. I couldn't get my wedding ring on. I could get it back on. I couldn't zip up my pants. I can now zip up my pants because I lived in leggings for a good 2 years, and that was all I was wearing. And so while I was going through this journey with me and seeing, holy crap, this works, because we're now talking about science. We're now talking about what food does to your body, what lifting weights does to your body, what excess cardio can do to your body. It clicked. I'm like, wait a minute, here I'm a pharmacist. I am all about science. And then I knew if it was going on with me, it was going on with my students. It was going on with other instructors. It was going on with other women who are my age going through this perimenopause, menopause change. And we did not want to stay and be frumpy. We want to be viable. We want to live our second chapter without worrying about the scale and not worrying about the yo-yo dieting. So I knew I needed to help people. And then at the same time, I'm seeing diabetes increasing, heart disease increasing, and the people in my nursing homes getting younger and younger. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is full circle. This is me being a pharmacist who doesn't want you on medication, using lifestyle and prevention. This is also, let's start with the nutrition and get the nutrition coaching and then my fitness background. And it's almost like a triple threat. So what I was looking for in my journey was, okay, I can help people prevent and get better. And that is where I guess I call myself the nutrition coach pharmacist on Instagram, where this all came about is, let's make our second chapter freaking amazing.
Did you guys know that 97% of Americans are deficient in at least one mineral? It's true. You need more than a dozen minerals for your body to function in its best, but with the standard American diet, it's almost impossible. So here's where Beam Minerals comes in. Guess what? All you have to do, take one little shot of this one little shot of this one, and guess what? It looks like this, but it tastes like water. Take one shot, and boom, in 30 seconds a day, you're getting an entire thing of minerals instead of an entire cabinet of supplement bottles. So with Beam Minerals, we make mineral balance simple.
I like it. Well, I know that you have heard about the American Heart Association just came out with a study that said that 8-hour time-restricted eating has been linked to 91% higher risk of cardiovascular death. And they just came out with it, and there's all kinds of just junk in there. So talk a little bit about that, of how they kind of put these stupid things together. And it's like, no, that is not the case. But
so one, it's clickbait. So just people know that when these studies come out, we haven't even seen the full study and the full paper yet. But if you have to keep reading on those articles, at the end it says, oh, well, this was retrospective, and we asked people if they remembered if they intermittent fast. Okay. They also didn't really say, was it really an 8-hour window? Because that 8-hour window just came up recently. My guess, and I want to see the whole entire study, I want to see, was it men? Was it female? What were they doing? Because what most people see as intermittent fasting is a diet. And intermittent fasting is a tool. And we have got to realize that it is a tool. And what do I mean by that? Is that if you are intermittent fasting, and let's say your feeding window is 8 hours, because my guess is that most of these people did what's called OMAD, one meal a day. A lot of people that I get, because I do coach intermittent fasting, but they did before and they said, oh, but it didn't work. And I'm like, oh, what did you eat? They're like, oh, whatever I wanted. Well, that's the problem. If it's not just cutting out one meal, if you think you can go to McDonald's and Taco Bell and eat all this ultra processed foods during that 8-hour window, I don't care if you intermittent fast or not. Your cardiovascular disease is going to go up 91% because now you're looking at chronic inflammation. So they didn't ask these people at all, and it even says that in the article, what was
that actually said? It says this study's limitation include its reliance on self-reported dietary information, which may be affected by participants' memory or recall and may not accurately assess typical eating patterns.
Right? Isn't that crazy? So how is that a study? How is that a valid study? It's not. But it was something that, you know, the American Heart Association is getting a lot of pushback for the fact that what they recommend doesn't work and is causing obesity and causing chronic inflammation. So they come out with this saying, oh, but even trying intermittent fasting, it doesn't work. That is like the worst study ever. No control group, no exact information, no exact nutrition. I mean, whoever thought this was okay to publish is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we also know that, you know, the American Heart Association, you know, is also the one that told us to be eating low fat and all this extra sugar and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, because they're, you know, funded by a lot of lobbyist group. I remember, and I don't still this on there, it was like Lucky Charms or Captain Crunch, one of those AHA approved. Really? Because it had certain nutrients in it, which we know was added, and it had whole grains, which we know is not really whole grains, but AHA approved. And it was, I mean, how much sugar is in that? How much chronic inflammation is in that? I mean, it's crazy that they thought that this was okay to even publish. But the thing is, Prevention Magazine has picked it up. People Magazine has picked it up. Huffington Post, BuzzFeed. So everybody's picking this up, and everybody's now questioning, well, should I be doing intermittent fasting? Should I not? If you do it correctly and use it as a tool, yes, it can actually help decrease heart disease. But if you're eating whatever you want and eating all this food that causes chronic inflammation, it doesn't matter if you do intermittent fasting or not. Your heart disease is going to increase. There's no prevention there whatsoever.
I don't know about you guys, but I am stressed. And if you're feeling overwhelmed this holiday season, then I get it. With all the family get-togethers, it is just a relentless source of stress. But anyway, there is something that I've got called Stress Guardian, and it's actually made by Bioptimizers, the people who make the magnesium breakthrough, which I love, love, love.
But anyway, they are literally made this new product. It has 14 adaptogenic herbs and it just regulates your stress. I just actually took some right this second and it's awesome. If you go to stressguardian.com/wasteaway and put in waste away for 10% off your first order, it's stressguardian.com/wasteaway. Go there now.
Yeah, I do want you to talk about hormones for just a second, because it sounds like you've done a nice job of really kind of figuring out the women's hormones. So talk about what you've learned and some of the things that have become an issue after you become 40 and into your, you know, late 40s and 50s.
So a lot of things that what's going on, you know, we think about things change 40, 45, 50, and we're like, wait, everything we used to do doesn't work anymore. Because we set ourselves up for this time. All that yo-yo dieting that we were doing, all that underfeeding that we were doing was causing us to lose muscle mass, which decreased our metabolism. All that not eating carbs was causing issues with our thyroid. And we need carbs. Our thyroid needs carbs. Under-eating, our body is one big chemical reaction. We need fat for hormones. We need carbs for our thyroid. We need protein to build muscle. We need all three to help keep our blood sugar stable, which helps our hormones. So when we give our body the right ingredients for everything to work, all the enzymes to work, for the hormones to be made, it's amazing how much better that you feel. It's amazing what happens. Yes, in our 40s, does our estrogen go down and that's just the way it's going to be? Absolutely, because you can't change that. That is... our bodies and what happens as we go through our life cycles. But we're not destined to be frumpy. And by adding muscle, by keeping our blood sugar stable, we can decrease those hot flashes. We can decrease the brain fog. Because a lot of times when I was going through perimenopause and was the migraines, the brain fog, not being able to sleep, the, lack for a better word, bitchiness, you know, the attitude changes, being on edge. A lot of that was caused by under eating or eating quote unquote diet food or healthy food that I thought was healthy because, you know, you believe what's on the package until you start really getting into the ingredients. When we start fueling our body with what it needs, when we start giving it protein, we start giving it good carbohydrates, fruits, vegetables, grains, when we start giving it good fats, all of a sudden our bodies can start working. And then we get what's called homeostasis, that our body is enjoying everything and we can start building muscle. And when you get to that and you're fueling your body, guess what goes away? Your body starts using fat for fuel. So now you become a pro fat burner, which I think a lot of us want. The problem that we have is that we want things in Amazon Prime time. We want that Instagram, you know, flipping through the Instagram going, wait a minute, this person has that before and after picture. Those before and after pictures, one, can be angles, but two, a lot of times there's time in between those. You're not seeing the struggle. You're not seeing the journey. So once we start going on the journey, once we start going through becoming more of a fat burner instead of a sugar burner, takes time, but you'll be so much better for it because you'll think clear, you'll sleep better, you'll feel better. And then before you know it, the muffin top, the frumpiness starts to go away.
I want to talk a little bit about MCT oil. And Dr. Gundry right now is just on this train of, you know, the MCT, this MCT oil train, which is, if you have never heard of MCT oil, it's medium chain triglycerides, if you're listening. And, you know, kind of like for decades, people were taught to avoid fat, right? You were told fat was a bad word. And we should try to stay away from it. And so as far as MCT oil, like I think MCT oil is good, but at the same time, you know, I think that people get on this train where they go, they kind of hone in on something, you know, whether it's, you know, this is like the secret answer. And then they try to drive that train. And it's like the end all be all. Talk about that just a little bit about how it's not this quick Stop, you know, boom.
Oh my God. So you're taking me back. You're taking me back to my retail pharmacy days, because this drives me nuts. We so want that magic bullet. We want that magic pill. We want that shiny thing. It's like, oh, this will work. Oh, no. Okay. Dr. Oz says this. Somebody says this. Oprah says this. And okay, does MCT oil have a purpose? It does. Is it going to cause you to lose 20, 30, 40 pounds and do nothing else? No. It's the same way back in the day when we had Fen-Phen. You know, and we cause heart attacks with that. And then people would come in and they'd want raspberry ketones because Dr. Oz said raspberry ketones would cause you to lose 20 pounds. And we couldn't keep raspberry ketones on the shelf. It didn't work then. Melatonin was the, oh my gosh, everybody has to take melatonin because that's going to help you lose weight. And then, I mean, let's even talk about diets. Cabbage soup diet. You know, all these weird things. The army diet that was like, piece of toast, and then there's somebody else that was like the Tabasco and the maple syrup. We so want to believe that this one thing will help us because we don't want to do all the things, and it doesn't. Can you add MCT oil? Can you add apple cider vinegar to something? Yeah. Is it going to do this miraculous thing? No, because our body's not doesn't rely on one thing. Our body relies on a multitude of vitamins, minerals, macronutrients in order for it to perform its best. And we can't rely on just one thing. So when someone says, oh, take this supplement, it's going to do wonders for you. It's going to cause you to lose weight. Be very, very skeptical, because the diet industry is a $3 billion industry, and everybody's fighting for that those dollars, even the pharmaceutical industry. So be very careful when people are promising things. Is it clickbait? Is it to get your views? Is it to get your money?
Guys, I just want to interrupt for just a second, and I want you to hear Paul Saladino talk about why liver is so important. And if you don't like liver, we have another option for you.
Your ancestors were eating liver. And the reason that this sort of wisdom has been passed down is because liver is very nutritious. It's basically nature's multivitamin. If you look at the nutrients in meat, they're great. You've got zinc, you got B6, you got B12, you got some K2. But if you look at liver, it really complements what's in muscle meat. And there are many unique nutrients found in organs, specifically liver as a powerhouse of these, that are difficult to obtain outside of liver. Like meat and organs are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. They're supposed to be eaten together. The easiest way to eat liver is just to do it raw. If you don't want to eat liver raw, you can cook it. But the reason that I like to do it raw is because there are unique nutrients in liver that are probably somewhat degraded when you cook the liver.
This really is like the most nutrient-rich supplements that you can find. And they are amazing. I have tried them. I absolutely love them. So just go to heartandsoil.co, use the coupon code Chantal Ray, and save some money there.
Yeah, it's so good. And here's the thing, like, you can get great fatty acids from MCT oil and lots of delicious foods. Like,
yeah,
the best healthy fats come from coconut oil, grass-fed butter, avocado, olive oil, coconuts, pistachios. Like, that's where some of this comes in. And but then when someone then tries to say, okay, if you take this, quote, MCT product as a powder drink supplement, you're going to lose, you know, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. It's like, no, like, stop falling for these shenanigans.
Right? It's almost like, you know, the snake oil salesman. I mean, I would much rather eat the pistachios. Oh my gosh, I love avocados. So let me have all the avocados and let me use that as part of my fat for my macronutrients so I keep my blood sugar stable. And I get to eat something delicious, which is what we want anyway. And when you try to fight that of not eating all sorts of things that are negative, you know, now we're talking about leptin issues. Now we're talking about ghrelin issues, all these things that other hormones, we need food. We need micronutrients, macronutrients, get it all from food sources and not this latest, greatest pill source, liquid source.
So let's talk about blood sugar for just a second and some certain things that keep your blood sugar down. Like, it's funny because I went out to lunch with a friend of mine And we ended up, we were doing some testing with a continuous blood glucose monitor, and she had a salad. And then the next day she had a salad that had like a bunch of goat cheese on it. And it was so wild. She ended up, when she had a bunch of goat cheese with her salad, she had the same thing both days. And we looked at the continuous blood glucose monitor, and that goat cheese had brought her blood sugar way less than mm-hmm. the day before. So I want you to just kind of talk about what are some of the different things that can help maintain glucose levels and things that you prefer that are low on the kind of, you know, GI scale to keep everything on your blood sugar as really low as possible.
Yeah. And that's near and dear to my heart. I carry the type 2 diabetes gene. When I started going through perimenopause, I was pre-diabetic, which is crazy because here I am, a fitness instructor. I was watching my nutrition. I was, quote unquote, eating healthy, and yet my blood sugar kept going up. So what is causing that? A lot of times we just eat and we don't think about how it affects us. And a good example is a salad. So let's say we're having all of this lettuce and we have maybe blueberries on it, and it depends on what your salad dressing is, it full of sugar. When we have simple carbohydrates, and granted, a salad is not simple carbohydrates, but when we have like breads and pasta, things like that, it can cause our blood sugar to spike. And that's because when we have simple carbohydrates, as soon as we put it in our mouth, digestion occurs with an enzyme called amylase. If you put a cracker in your mouth and just kind of let it get mushy, you're going to start tasting a sweetness. And that is amylase breaking the carbohydrates down. It goes straight to our blood. So what happens when we pair carbohydrates with fats and proteins? Well, that slows the impact of the glucose from the carbohydrates going into our blood as quickly. So what we want for blood glucose, and if you do wear a CGM, I think they're cool. I wear one every once in a while, is that we just want this little wave. We want it going up and down. What we don't want is these humongous spikes. So let's say that your friend had an ice cream sundae before she had her salad. More than likely, she would have seen this humongous spike going way, way up, and then she would maybe crash down and maybe get very tired. Where if you have the ice cream sundae last and you have protein and fats and some good complex carbohydrates and then have that sundae last, your impact on the blood sugar will be less. Will it still go up a little bit? Absolutely, because that's science, but the impact will be less. Now, if you're somebody who is type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetic, you may notice that certain fruits do cause you to have a spike. Maybe bread causes you to have a spike. So what can you do to minimize those spikes is, one, eat protein and fat first, but also look at something that's called low GI, low glycemic index. Those blueberries, raspberries, apples all have a lot of fiber, and fiber slows down how quickly your carbohydrates are broken down. So fiber is your friend if you are pre-diabetic, type 2 diabetes. And if you're not pre-diabetic, type 2, fiber is still your friend. Most of my clients who come in, and I have clients all over the world, and I see it all the time, is that they are getting less than 10 grams of fiber per day. The minimum is 25 grams per day. And it's because we're so used to eating processed foods and things that have already, the fiber's been taken out. So when you start looking at 25 grams per day, now you're looking at helping your gut microbiome. You're helping to keep your blood sugar stable. You're helping to prevent colon cancer. You're helping to prevent high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes.
Did you guys know that your thyroid's main food is iodine? And guess what? Mercury and other toxins gobble up your selenium, and your thyroid glands need selenium to convert iodine to thyroxine. So if you have mercury fillings, and with all the toxins and mold, your selenium just gets gobbled up. So here's the bottom line. I take something called Peak Thyroid. It's got iodine, it's got copper, and it's got selenium. Everything you need to get your thyroid back to functioning without medicine. So go to ChantelRayWay.com/upgraded formulas. Use the coupon code ChantelRay to get a huge discount. I want you to really talk about fiber a little bit more, because I think that what happens is that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, they're doing probably intermittent fasting if they're listening to this podcast, but they're also, you know, trying to eat, you know, grass-fed meat and some coconut oil and avocado and just different things, but maybe that are a little bit more on the keto side of things, mm-hmm. and then not getting enough fiber. So what are you doing to get enough fiber? Kind of what are your top foods that you're kind of eating, and any other things if someone isn't getting enough fiber, you know, are you taking any fiber supplements, or what are you doing for that?
I honestly prefer you getting your fiber from your food than taking a supplement. If you're going to do a supplement, then just do plain psyllium husks. And yeah, does it taste like crap? It does. You can put it in smoothies or something like that. But I always get people like, what about Benefiber? What about Metamucil? All of that, a lot of it has chemicals added to it, especially artificial sweeteners, which you don't want because that kills your gut microbiome. So how can you get fiber? One, my favorite, avocados. Hands down, avocados have a lot of fiber in it, plus you're getting your good fats. Then we got blueberries and raspberries, and we got nuts. And even if you are keto, you should be doing vegetables. Let's get some broccoli in there, especially with broccoli for females. Broccoli is amazing because it helps get rid of the extra estrogen in your body. So it's like you want cruciferous vegetables, the broccoli. Get the salad, get not iceberg lettuce, let's go with spinach, all that good stuff that will keep your blood sugar down, and it will keep you, if you're doing keto or you're in ketosis, it will keep you in that with still getting micronutrients is what you need and getting that extra fiber.
So good. Now, I want you to talk a little bit about strength training versus kind of You touched on it a little bit, but I want you to kind of discuss, what do you do as far as how much are you doing walking or getting on the treadmill versus just really doing heavier weights?
So I do a couple different things. So back in the day, I was a cardio bunny. Give me cardio, put me on the elliptical, let me run. If I wasn't, and I'm so bad about this because I was an instructor, if you weren't leaving on the floor, it was worthless. And that's so wrong on so many levels now. But we still believe it. We still believe that you have to work out at least 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever your belief system, to keep your weight off. Here's the problem is that when we overwork out and we undereat, now we are causing issues with our bodies. We are causing us to use muscle for fuel. That's slowing down our metabolism. We are causing issues with leptin and ghrelin. Those are our hunger hormones. So what we need to do is like, okay, take a step back and going, all right, I'm not telling you to sit on your butt all day, because that's exactly what we don't want. But you don't need to be doing this, I'll say expensive cardio, because it really is expensive to your body. You don't need to be doing this every single day HIIT class. You know, I get it. I have a lot of friends like, but I belong to this place. I pay over $100 a month. I'm going to get my money's worth. The problem is it's not doing your body any good. So if you're doing high intensity cardio every single day, no. 2 days a week, great. Then let's lift 3 days a week. Now, how about 2 days of active recovery? And that could be walking, yoga, cycling, cleaning, but you also want to move your body throughout the day. So let's say you're getting 30 minutes of good workout in, because you don't need 3 hours, 30 minutes. The rest of the day, you're walking. That, you know, you're getting your steps in. And what that is going to do is called NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. What that does is that just keeps your body going. That keeps what's your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, going. Because what happens as we age, think about it, you had kids, you're running after your kids, and then you became soccer mom and you're in the car all the time. Your metabolism slowed down, not because you got older, it's because you got more sedentary. So if we can do a 30-minute workout that's smart, that targets you, that gets you what you need cardiovascular-wise and muscle skeletal-wise, and then the rest of the time, you're just moving your body, that keeps your hormones happy, that keeps your blood sugar down, and that keeps everything moving. And that's what we want. We don't want to be sitting all the time, because we know being sedentary is the new smoking. It causes a lot of issues, including high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, all these chronic inflammation diseases that we keep talking about. So 2 days a week, high intensity cardio. 3 days a week, lifting. 2 days a week, some kind of active recovery. Maybe it's yoga, maybe it's a walk. It's something to just relax, but still move.
Awesome. Well, you tell listeners where they can find you and where they can follow you.
Absolutely. So if you made it this far, I would love to give you what's called the 5-day blueprint. It gives you a lot of recipes to get you started. It has two of my favorite recipes on. One is an amazing chili recipe that tastes just like Wendy's recipe, but healthy. And you can either get me on my website at amykwilson.com. That's AmyKWilson.com. Or if you're an Instagrammer, find me on the Nutrition Coach Pharmacist. And just give me the tag word intermittent fasting. I'll know that you came from this podcast. And I would love to send you that 5-day blueprint.
All right. Sounds good. And you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.